views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Hello, everyone. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. And welcome to the last show of June. Can't believe the first month of summer here is already gone. You know, in my 16 years as a healing practitioner through my business, Angel Healing House, I have had many, many clients who have come to me. They've sought comfort and support and the healing energies of the angels after a loved one has committed suicide. You know, it is very distressing. It is profoundly disturbing and sad to discover that a loved one takes their own life. And while the reasons for someone to ultimately choose to cross over and take their own life, while all of these reasons may be different, the Posse of Angels wishes to address not so much the reason that someone suicides, but more so the consequences of what happens across the veil to someone once they make this choice and they take this action. That's why they've entitled today's program, Suicide, from an Angel's Perspective. Now, the Posse of Angels, this is my angelic family, we wish to remind everyone that before we incarnate into human form, each soul writes their contract for their life, and they choose many other souls to play important roles. In essence, these souls are to be actors, if one wants to look at it that way. These souls are to be actors in the theater of our lives. And while some of these souls play major parts, like our parents, our siblings, our spouses, our children, there are countless other souls who play minor roles, yet they are very important. And while one life may seem to be small, it involves the weaving and intertwining of people's lives to help each other to grow, to expand, and to experience. And with each soul carefully and very thoughtfully planning out just how long they will need for each human incarnation before they cross over, they carefully contract their perfectly timed exit plan. Now, the posse of angels often laugh when somebody says, oh, that person died too early. They crossed over too early. When nobody dies too early, they die exactly when they planned to leave their human incarnation. And they wrote this into their contract. Now, this exit plan, or when a person chooses to cross over, allows for and brings to completion all the interplaying and all the interaction that each of these souls needed for their mutual growth and experience. In effect, a soul is responsible for the important part that they play in another's life, as no connections are random. Now, with these connections being so well thought out and divinely timed to perfection, the posse of angels wishes to remind us all that when one chooses, for whatever reason, to suicide and end the contract of their life early, they leave huge gaping holes as the role that they contracted to fulfill in another person's life is no longer going to be filled by them. Now just imagine thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who were expecting a person to provide some perhaps timely and significant information of guidance, of direction, encouragement, and support for the formation of that contract and the learning of their lessons. And with that person's early exit, with their suicide, that interaction never happens. And while one would think that the responsibility to these other chosen souls in one's contracts, one would think that it ends with the crossing over of the physical body, this is simply not true. When one chooses to take their life, they are still very much responsible for leaving people in the lurch and for filling these gaps and these gaping holes and fixing things from across the veil. Now, again, just imagine having made all these contracts with all of these souls, some of great importance, some of lesser importance. And when we choose to exit early, there'll be no prearranged meetings to give others important, valuable information that we contracted to impart to them. Those seemingly random and synchronistic meetings that hold vital clues for others, poof, they'll never show up. With these hundreds of thousands of souls who were very much dependent upon us to be their compass, and on the flip side, our contract would have allowed those souls to play an important role of being a compass for us. When one suddenly suicides, it leaves many souls hanging, and it is an absolute nightmare. Now, the posse of angels is telling us when this occurs, there are many spirit guides and angels, the etheric council. They will provide help for us to rectify this immense redirection of events. But you know, everyone, ultimately, it will be ours to deal with and make it right again from the other side. Now, having taken a look at what happens when we alter the contract for our present incarnation, the posse of angels wishes to show us a slight glimpse of what happens when we cross over taking our life. Many who end their lives through suicide have allowed such negative beliefs to saturate their being that when they cross over, the pain doesn't automatically end just because they are no longer in a physical body. Energy is energy, and it always exists. Afterward, the soul might find that they are in a profound state of gut-wrenching guilt or terrible shame, which, by the way, are two of the lowest forms of energies that one can have. These energies are such a heavy burden to the soul that they are often consumed with fear of facing judgment for what they've done. When, in actual fact, the Posse of Angels wish to remind all of us that there simply is no judgment across the veil. But the darkness, the dark energies perpetuated by the lower frequencies of their negative emotions, can stop souls from fully crossing over, and they might not be aware or even able to discern that they are actually deceived. In these situations, there are many angels and guides who try and help the person to cross over by helping them to feel the immense love of God. And this then increases their light within in order for them to go to the light. The love and attention they are given is to help them heal and find peace. And it aids them in releasing the negative grip of the prison of their own making. Now, once their energies are lifted, they can be clear enough to eventually review their lives to learn from their past experiences. Yet the Posse of Angels is reminding us that not all souls get stuck in feeling guilty for what they've done. There are some souls who see what they've done in taking their life, and they fully accept the consequences that must now be dealt with. I have found in my practice, and those people who have come to me, and those souls who have suicided and then come to me in sessions, I found this particularly true in younger people who are able to sustain pretty high, elevated levels of awareness, and they just get on with the task of filling this massive void and vacancies that they've left behind with their decision to exit their contract of their life early. Now, the Posse of Angels is sharing with us that in this case, this is the case with younger children or younger people because they have less baggage and they've lived less of a time to have attachment to life than older people have. Now, if you can imagine that each of us that writes our own contracts, which is everyone, acts like a master puppeteer as we decide who will be the actors and which strings to pull, and when to pull those strings in order to weave and blend various stories into our lives. But now, not only do we have to scrap the old scenarios, but new stories have to be put in place with new connections because we're not there to facilitate them happening. Working with our spirit guides and the spirit guides of each person on our contract, we need to make 100% sure that those people will still be able to experience and learn their lessons, even if we are not here in the physical. Now, once this is all done and is seen to completion, it is then and only then will we have freed ourselves from the karma that we brought to ourselves through the suicide. Yes, we will still have to come back and work on those lessons which we left behind. But having done this, we are then allowed to be released to review the contract of our lives and our decisions that led us to make just such a choice. Now, the Posse of Angels wish to remind us all that suicide is never, and they are stressing this, suicide is never, ever written into a contract of life. And it is never the intention of a soul who incarnates in the physical world. We know across the veil that life is so very, very, very precious. And each incarnation is highly regarded for the tremendous life lessons that we teach others and others will teach us. Now, the Posse of Angels is reassuring us that if the person had even the slightest openness to changing their mind about taking their life, that every suicide that ever happened would have been preventable by outside forces occurring, for God and the angels would have staged some sort of intervention. And the posse of angels remind us all that there are many times that they send things that interrupt and distract the person from suiciding. But many times the person is in such a state of fog that they do not see it, or they don't realize the intervention. For instance, a bird would have swooped coming close to the person or slammed into a window. Another person would have distracted them by unexpectedly turning up, or an angel would have taken on the guise of a human form and interceded in some way. You know, everyone, I once had a client who had suffered with depression, and he told me that he went into a nearby woods intending to take his life. And just as he was about to kill himself, a huge golden retriever came out of nowhere, barreling through the woods towards him. My client didn't recognize this dog, but the dog leapt upon him, knocked him to the ground, and relentlessly licked his face. As much as he tried to push this dog off of him, the dog sat on him and licked his face. The futility of trying to persuade this dog to let him get on with his task, well, it momentarily diffused his thoughts of suicide. And when his energies calmed down enough and he sat upright, the dog lay next to him for a very, very long time. When the thought of suicide had passed from my client's mind, my client got up to go, and the dog got up too and ran in the opposite direction and out of sight. He never found out where the dog came from, but the posse of angels and I know that it was sent by God and the angels. You know, when a loved one suicides, many family members and friends, they take it upon themselves to think that they somehow failed the person, saying things like, "I should have known. I should have known and seen this coming. I should have done something to prevent it." Yet the posse of angels tells all of us that if you have had a loved one cross over from suicide, that there was literally nothing that you could have done to save them, knowing that this was the person's free will and there was nothing that you could have done. Well, that stops the enormous, heavy burden of blaming ourselves and opens up the floodgates for healing and peace to enter one's life. You know, for those who have had a loved one take their lives, the posse of angels really wish to emphasize that there is no punishment and there's no judgment for their act. Once they have had time, once the soul has had time to view their actions from a heightened perspective, well, those souls who have taken their life, they wish to have a second chance. Many of them do. Many of them choose to reincarnate for another human life with comparable lessons that will bring about similar scenarios for the soul to experience. And they are then able to learn from their past experience that is held deep within their conscious memories. Or there are some souls, because we've been blessed with free will, perhaps they may never wish to reincarnate on earth ever again in physical form. And that is the blessing of our free will. Now, the important thing to remember, everyone, is that a life is fraught with challenges and that you can change your life anytime you want. The posse of angels is reminding us that no matter what has happened, there's always a way out, which does not involve exiting a life. In fact, they are saying that when one chooses to exit a life, all the lessons that one came back to learn, well, they simply will not go away, but will be there to be learned in future incarnations and probably they will be presented to us in even more difficult ways for us to acknowledge, to process, and to learn from. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes for each one of us to know that you are cherished, loved, and adored more than you can possibly imagine, and how much we all make a difference on the planet. For that is the reason why we were chosen, and that is the correct word. We were chosen to be here at this time of the shifting in consciousness of the planet, of the ascension of the planet into a new age. And even though God and the angels never gives up on us, many times we forget how strong we actually are. Whatever you may be going through, you're not alone, as there are people and there are organizations to help. Please ask for help and be open to accept the way that it's given. It may be as obvious as a big yellow golden retriever slobbering and appearing out of nowhere to lick and kiss you back to finding reasons to keep going. Now, the Posse of Angels, they wish for all of us to realize that you, us, you're being chosen to inhabit a physical human incarnation at this never-before-experienced time of ascension on our planet is a great honor indeed. Although at times with life's responsibilities and struggles, it may seem far from it. The Posse of Angels wishes to stress how coveted your human body is, your time and spot on planet Earth is, and know that there were many, many more souls who wished to be here at this time of ascension. Yet they weren't chosen to incarnate. You were chosen because your specialized individual energy is, and I've said this many times before, is an integral puzzle piece of the planet in the great creation of ascension on Earth. And as so, it is with each one of the billions of souls on the planet now that we all count toward making an enormous difference. And even though there is no punishment, and there's certainly no judgment if a soul does decide to suicide, it is often a choice that they deeply regret once they see their incarnation from a heightened perspective in heaven. Now, it's important to remember that when the Posse of Angels say the word heaven, they simply mean a state of mind and not a physical place. In this way, no one can be denied access or stopped from entering heaven. For those who choose to take their own lives, they experience a type of, well, if you want to use a word, a type of hell. And it has nothing to do with their action of suicide. It has to do with their energy of their perpetuated negative thoughts and emotions that cause them to take such an action. And rather than all the judgment days that have been depicted over the centuries of fire and brimstone, it is we and only we who can either allow our entrance to this energetic state of heaven or prevent it by perpetuating negative energies, experiencing the individual hell that it creates for us energetically. Now, the Posse of Angels wish to remind all of us that we are human. And as such, there will be times in our lives when we will lose hope. But, you know, they are assuring us that the tide always changes. Heartache is a part of human life. And when it takes the sailboat of our lives off course, adrift in a desolate sea, God and the angels will always, they'll always send us a second wind to get us back on course. If we are open to accept that second wind into our sails, it will give us time to catch our breath and face the world again by shining our light of love, kindness, acceptance, and shining as brightly as we possibly can, it just may be that our light illuminates a reason for another soul to choose and continue their incarnation. You know, everyone, we do live in a world that is very judgmental, and we are constantly being bombarded by technology on how we should look, you know, how we should act, what we should own, what we should do in order to feel successful. The problem with this is that if we are constantly seeking our sense of identity from outside sources who have their own agendas, then we ride a constant carousel of feeling less than and diminished, and we start to lose hope. We lose our way as to what is important to enhance and enrich our love and joy just for being who we are. When it comes to us feeling good about ourselves and being successful, I love what Ralph Waldo Emerson said, and he said it best. He said, to laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a better place, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or redeem social condition, to know that even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have been successful. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. And do remember, Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you would like an angel reading with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, please do call in on 1-800-930-2819. Perhaps you'd like to call in to discuss the topic of suicide from an angel's perspective. We are going to take a quick break, and I'll see you on the flip side.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright, emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Just before we get to our callers, I wanted to remind everyone that we're still very much under the influence of the solstice energy, the summer solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere, and the winter solstice energies in the southern hemisphere. Now, a solstice always brings in changes. It always brings in transformation into our lives, and it's best if we open up to those changes and instead of resisting them. You know, much like a Mercury retrograde, which is, by the way, coming up on July 7th, and I can hear a lot of you moaning, oh no, not another Mercury retrograde. A solstice gives us necessary time to pause and to reflect. Now, the solstice energy is really getting us ready for two important eclipses in July. I'll be speaking more about them that later. And they will bring in major reveals and major changes on how we can move forward. Some of us may be changing jobs, being offered work or business opportunity, which will see us changing locations, perhaps moving out of state or overseas. Perhaps we'll be taking relationships to a new level. Yet fears could arise around making a commitment and making ourselves vulnerable or being skilled enough to do the job or business offer. Now, I've always said, if we are offered something, it means that God and your angels know that you can and you are already skilled enough to do this job. That's why it turned up for you. This is definitely a powerful evolutionary cycle for the conscious collective. And if you're listening to this, then you're part of the conscious collective. And the universe is sending these new changes to support our soul's growth and the destiny of our soul. But in order to grow, the old must die off. And this may be reflective in letting go and releasing those things that have grown past their use-by dates. And it's really an important time to release them, to make space for the new to come in. So with that being said, let's see what is happening in the lives of our callers. Remember, you can call 1-800-930-2819 to get a free angel reading with myself and the wonderful Posse of Angels. Let's go to Melanie in Cleveland. Hello, Melanie. How are you?
Hello, Candy. How are you?
I'm very well. Lovely to hear your voice again. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad to hear you, too. This morning, the messages kept coming to me about calling, and I'm so grateful that I was able to get in. I saw your post on social media, and it just kept grabbing me, and perfect timing, I think.
Perfect timing. I know you're on summer holidays, so tell me what's going on in your life.
Well, you know, interesting, what you had mentioned since the commercial break really sat with me, because I feel like whether it's resistance of moving forward or I'm not really sure what it is, and I think maybe you explained it a little, you know, really looking into launching my life coaching business or whatever it turns out to be. This is what, you know, the springboard of where I'm starting and really in a good place to probably make it official. And all of a sudden, the past couple of days, I'm rehashing old stuff. Like, why am I talking about something that happened 15 years ago in my previous marriage? And or not previous, but my marriage prior, because I was not married now. But all of a sudden, I spent this entire day of things just circling through my mind that I haven't thought about, that I really don't feel that I need to get into.
Right.
Some really old issues that really got shoved to the front. Yesterday was terrible. We had horrible weather here, so maybe it's a lot of atmospheric change, but I was shocked how much was coming up for me and really trying to deal with it, to put it in the proper place so that I could move forward free and really putting my best foot forward into everything I'm doing, parenting, starting a business, all of that. And I was just so shocked to be, you know, to be hit with all of that I haven't really, you know, messed around with or thought about in quite a while.
Right. Well, it's really important to understand that those of us and that are very sensitive, and those of us that are empaths, and we pick up things even the inklings of things, we're already starting to feel the effects of the Mercury retrograde, which is already in its shadow phase. And I'm just going to shivers all over, which is July 7th. Now, with these new things that the Conscious Collective and the precipice that we're on to step off into those new things, launching businesses, new jobs, new careers, new locations, all those new things. We have to make sure that our closets are completely cleaned out. Our energy is completely neutral and not triggered and reactive. So what it's getting us to do, it's getting us to go through the closets of our lives and see if there's anything left in which we haven't brought something to the divine alignment and closure. I'm picking up very strongly that you're already starting to feel those effects of that Mercury retrograde, which is a wonderful thing. It's a blessing, because when that new comes in, launching your coaching business or whatever that new is for those people that are listening, you want to be able to make sure that when you step off, there's nothing untoward that is going to interfere energetically with that wonderful feeling and that emotion stepping forward. You'll be free. There'll be no etheric threads, no triggers, no reactions to pull you back energetically into the past. And you'll be able to step forward with a great deal of liberation.
I think that's exactly it, because for as much time as I was sorting through those thoughts and incidences that had happened, I sat there saying, why? Like, why am I doing this? I thought this was packed away. So it's definitely been needed to, interesting to see which things still brought some sadness and which things had zero impact on my emotions. Mm. And really trying to figure out how to put it in the proper place. Yeah. So that to move forward.
Yeah, that which is really, really very important. That's almost as important. People don't realize it. You know, we just want to get to that tangible thing that's going to help us, with the fulfillment of our intentions, our dreams and wishes. But that is ours. Nothing can take that away. If you've intended it, immediately it appears in the etheric. It takes quite a while or a longer, because of our dense physical characteristics, to appear on the earth plane. But it is just, and probably even more important, to make sure we're squeaky clean before stepping forward. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Mel in regard to what she's experiencing. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Oh, there you go. The world is your oyster. You've got the Two of Wands. So there we have confirmation that what you're doing, this beautiful golden orb in her hand, what she's doing is like she's looking into the crystal ball of her life, and she's making sure that there's nothing untoward there that is going to stop that radiant sun, from enlightening her world as she steps forward. The two is the number of partnership. The two is the number of union. This could be the union with, more importantly, they're saying that this is the union with yourself. You're finally coming home to yourself. You were there all along, but there were so many different layers of that onion that stopped you from radiating. And now you're just looking at things. You're just looking at things and saying, that triggered me in the past, but that doesn't have any effect on me. That triggered me in the past, or Now I can see that only through the eyes of unconditional love and forgiveness. A next card that is coming out for you is the Knight of Pentacles. They're saying that this new endeavor will indeed bring you the abundance that you need, your financial, and also it will set you up. They're saying it's not just a flash in the pan, but it's taken a while to get off the ground, and the Knight of Pentacles is that plotting, that long-term success that they're speaking about. This is long-term success and security for you. They want you to, Why are they saying something about a book? Have you written the book yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. They want you to start writing the book this summer. Okay? Mm-hmm. Get a journal, get a pretty pen, go and take time out to write the book. You'll know what the book is about. I believe it has to do with your life, how you've transcended so much since I've known you in the last at least 8 years. You can start even before that. But then how this has led you to the place that you are now and this jumping off point. That's also going to be a money maker for you. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Seven of Pentacles. And that's the card of planting your seeds well. And you're now watching them blossom and watching them grow. So take this time during this Mercury retrograde coming up to really make sure everything is in divine alignment and unconditional love and forgiveness. And it'll be a great jumping off point for when the news starts to come in. It's going to be a heck of a fall for so many of us in the conscious collective. I hope that's been helpful for you, Mel.
Very much so. Thank you so much. It's so wonderful to hear your voice.
Beautiful to hear your voice again. Take care of your lovely self.
Okay, you too. Take care,
okay.
Candy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We have Carrie. Carrie in Rhode Island. Carrie, you're on the phone with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Lovely to hear your voice. What is happening in your world?
Well, I have recently, in the past year, switched careers. I am just curious if, you know, I'm passionate about this work, but I'm just curious if this is the path that I should be on and to stay on it, or should I just keep searching for something different, or just, you know, am I doing the right thing right now?
Okay. All right. Stated wonderfully, very succinct.
Thank you.
First of all, the Posse of Angels want you to know that there are no shoulds. There's only what makes you happy. A lot of us have been programmed to believe that, you know, you get a job, no matter what the job is, hold on to it just to get the paycheck, and our feelings and our emotional barometer needs to be negated. You have an emotional barometer inside of you, Carrie, as each and every one of us has been divinely given this emotional barometer. And if our emotional barometer is happy, it's happy. It's happy with what we're doing, then that is the path that you need to be on. You know what? The Posse of Angels are also saying that you could have taken this job to, everything is in the meantime, by the way. That's not just for you. That's a message for everyone. You know, we're here in the meantime, and then we cross over when our exit plan is action in our contract, and then we go home to our one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness. They're saying that until that time, everything's in the meantime. But you could have taken this job to just get some information, to be there for a short time. If this is occurring to you now to even ask the question, maybe it's a time to think of, well, what else is out there? Have I limited myself? Have I limited, oh my God, I'm just getting shivers all over. Oh my gosh, here they come. Whoosh, here come the Posse of Angels. And they're saying, Carrie, you're not dreaming big enough. You're not dreaming big enough. Don't limit yourself. There's a whole world out there. There's a whole adventure just waiting for you. Remember those books? Maybe I'm really dating myself. I'm in my early 60s. But remember those books where you could change the end, change the end result. They're saying, they don't want you just to change for change's sake, but they want you to dream bigger and to say, how much more curious can I be about life? How can I open up? You know, we all do this because of our humanness and because we've been programmed to keep the status quo, to listen to others in so-called authority, to live small lives. Dream bigger and see, think to yourself, I have these skills And there are opportunities out there for me, which I can then plug these skills into, which I haven't even thought of. But my angels and my guides and God, everyone across the veil, they know. They know me better than I know myself. So show me signs as to how I can plug in my skills and my abilities and my gifts to be of best service, number one, for myself and for the greatest good of all, and have the most fun out of it. You know, many people, Carrie, have done this exercise with me during sessions, and I share it with my radio program. Get yourself quiet. Get yourself quiet in a nice, you know, you can light a candle, turn off technology, and then center on your heart. Center on your heart and say at the top of your voice, I love my new job. I love this new opportunity. I get to work with like-minded people in exotic locations and wonderful locations. I get financially remunerated for my skills. I get recognized and promoted and supported. And then you don't even have to know what it is. You feel what that feels like.
Just put it out there,
And put it out there. And they're saying, then you will bring to yourself the opportunities and connections to step into that, which is miraculous. It's magical because you will have co-created with the universe for that particular job to come to you. And don't worry, or opportunity, don't worry that somebody else is going to grab it, because there's enough abundance for everyone. They can create their own job if they want. But this is where you are at the moment. I'm so very glad you called in, because they're saying that this is the key for you. This is the key for you to unlock that and to get rid of what you should be doing. The only thing you need to follow is your emotional barometer. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. I, for one, am very excited for you. You're going to have much fun, you know. Go on.
No, I was going to say, I feel that I am on the right path, and maybe, you know, that this is what I am meant to do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like those opportunities and those people are starting to surround me. And I just wanted to make sure that I'm, you know, the whole imposter syndrome thing where you're saying, is this the, you know, am I really the one that should be doing this and sharing this? Am I qualified? Am I capable? All of, you know, all the questioning that comes with jumping in.
Well, absolutely. You know, that's actually what I said in the channel today. You know, many people lose hope because they, and when they do draw things to themselves, they go, oh, you know, can I do this job? They start to question, you know, can I make myself vulnerable to be in a committed relationship or any number of these things? We start to doubt ourselves. But it's very important to understand that we wouldn't have drawn this situation to ourselves if we weren't 100% capable, skilled, and ready to step into it. The first card you got is the Knight of Swords. This is the action card. This is the taking action. And this is confirmation of what we've been speaking about, is dreaming bigger and thinking to yourself, be like a little child. I've often spoken about on my radio program how I wiggle. There's a little girl inside of me, and the little girl inside of me, I allow her to get very excited and to wiggle when I think about, you know, oh my gosh, I could do this. Oh my gosh, I could do that, you know. and they want you to wiggle and take action towards the imagining and the visualization of this extraordinary opportunity, miraculous opportunity, they're saying. The next card is the new beginning. This is the Ace of Swords. This is the fresh start. This is what you're taking all of the energies and you're swirling it around in the ethers and you're tweaking it to be exactly what you desire. And what it brings in, I'm not surprised with the third card, which is the Three of Pentacles. This is being financially remunerated for your gifts and talents. It's being promoted and it's being supported. It's bringing those people to you so that you can go and do more of what you absolutely adore. And it's all led by the thrust, the engine of your emotional barometer. So only do that which your heart loves. And I'm going to choose one more card from our Sacred Traveler card. And this is a great deck. This is by, and I just got this yesterday, this is by Denise Lynn, Sacred Traveler Oracle Cards. I usually only choose three cards per person, but since the Posse of Angels said, go ahead, use your new deck.
Have another.
Go ahead, delve in. Okay. So you might even be traveling for this. Why are they saying Carrie is the authority? Do you do travel in your job that you're doing now?
I have not been, no.
Okay. Is that something that you would like to do?
I could see that happening.
Okay. They're saying open the possibilities. Open the possibilities for those doors of magic to open up for you. Okay, let's roll the dice, as they say, and see what comes out for our lovely Carrie in Rhode Island. First card that comes out for you. Oh, isn't that lovely? Okay. This is answering the call. The time is now. Okay, so that's great confirmation. Answer the call of your heart. What does your heart want to do? Now, this is probably one of the hardest questions that we can ask ourselves, because a lot of times people say they give an answer, but it's only an answer limited by what we have done or what we think we can do. Open that door and answer the call of your spirit. I love that. Let me see. Answering the call. Because these are new cards, I'm going to go to the book and see what answering the call is all about. You've been called. The sacred journey always starts with a call. You might feel ready or you might feel uncertain and not willing. But when you receive the call, you must respond. If you've been waiting for your life to turn out, the waiting is over. Your true and authentic life is happening. And if you've been hoping for a sign, this is it. Right now, you've been called. A gateway is opening for communications from the spirit realms on how to move forward. The energy of courage is surrounding you. Think big. You may not know what the future brings, but you do know that it is now time to act and move forward. So that's a very good card of confirmation.
Wow.
No wonder they told me to use another card. So I hope that's, Carrie, I'm so glad you called in. Please, when all of this starts to manifest for you, please call Angel Healing House Radio again so you can tell us how this has all manifested in your life.
For sure. Thank you so, so much. It was really wonderful talking to you. And I loved your golden retriever story.
I love that
you said on the air today.
That absolutely made me cry. I remember when that client sat in my office and told me about that golden retriever just bounding out of the forest and sitting on his face and licking him.
I believe it.
He wouldn't leave. He wouldn't leave. So God and the angels intervened in the most extraordinary ways in our lives. And all we need to do is open to receive. So sending you so much love and angel blessings. Take care, Carrie.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was absolutely beautiful. I love those new cards. And they're called Sacred Traveler Oracle Cards. And I do believe they came to me at this stage because I will be traveling a lot. Spirit has said to me, get your suitcases ready and your passport and all kinds of things because we'll be traveling with what you do. Just before we go, I would like to tell everybody that the Posse of Angels is again reminding us that change is on the horizon for many of us on this earth plane, many of us in the conscious collective, and that change might feel awkward. It may feel uncomfortable. But change is always around us in the natural world. We see it in the changing of seasons, the changing of the tides, the changing of the consciousness on the planet. Huge, huge changes are coming and are here now. People are rescuing animals. They're cleaning up the environment. They're creating ideas and solutions to feed the homeless and many other areas in which people are working in unity and that cross borders and social boundaries instead of just seeing the differences in one another and that have stopped us from coming together with solutions to help our shared world and for us to be of service. In every moment, we can take time to think about how we can bring more positive, passionate change to this world. Utilize these powerful energies now, of the solstice energies, to visualize what your life will look like in the future. Because if you do not imagine it as if it's already yours and put your focus and energy into it, then it will never happen. I've often said in the past, do not do something to hurry things happening or push the universe with your own agenda, but be observant in the present moment on the signs and messages that the universe will send you on how to take inspired action forward. Then, when you're presented with that sign, boldly step forward, knowing that there are miracles on the other side of your action, as this has been divinely ordered just for you. We're only halfway done with 2019, and myself and the Posse of Angels want you to know that the best is yet to come. Everyone, go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. I'm wishing you love and angel blessings, and I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.